आए कहां से गंगा जाए कहां रे आए कहां से जाए कहां रे लहराए पानी में जैसे धूप छाओ रे गंगा आए कहां से गंगा जाए कहां रे लहराए पानी में जैसे धूप छाओ रे गंगा आए कहां से गंगा जाए कहां रे लहराए पानी में जैसे धूप छाओ रे रात कारी दिन उजियारा मिल गए दोनों साए रात कारी दिन उजियारा मिल गए दोनों साए साजन देखो रंग रूप के कैसे भेद मिटाए रे लहराए पानी में जैसे धूप छाओ रे गंगा आए कहां से गंगा जाए कहां रे लहराए पानी में जैसे धूप छाओ रे कांच कोई माटी कोई रंग बिरंगे प्याले कांच कोई माटी कोई रंग बिरंगे प्याले प्यास लगे तो एक बराबर जिसमें पानी डाले रे लहराए पानी में जैसे धूप छाओ रे गंगा आए कहां से गंगा जाए कहां रे लहराए पानी में जैसे धूप छाओ रे नाम कोई बोली कोई लाखों रूप और चेहरे ओ नाम कोई बोली कोई लाखों रूप और चेहरे खोल के देखो प्यार की आंखें सब तेरे सब मेरे रे लहराए पानी में जैसे धूप छाओ रे गंगा आए कहां से गंगा जाए कहां रे लहराए पानी में जैसे धूप छाओ रे गंगा आए कहां से गंगा जाए कहां रे
The Ganges is 1,557 miles long. The Ganges Valley Basin is 200 to 400 miles and the river starts at the ice cave, the southern slope of the Himalayas. It floats eastwards and empties in the Bay of Bengal. The mouth's the Vals Delta. At the delta is joined by southwards following the Brahmaputra River. They are combined in the delta. And two major dams are constructed on Ganga. One at Haridwar that diverts much of the Himalaya snowmelt into Upper Ganges Canal. Built by the British in 1854 to irrigate the surrounding land. It also, that particularly caused severe deterioration of the water flow in the Ganga, the major cause of decay of Ganga in the inland waterway. The other dam is the serious hydroelectric dam at Faraka, close to the point where the main flow of the river enters the Bangladesh. The tributary Hooghly is also known as Bhagirathi, continues in West Bengal. And the sheer volume of waste estimated 1 billion liters per day. And it is very sad that Ganges River, which is a very sacred river for the Hindus, is being polluted. And we have here to discuss about this today. And thank you, listeners, for joining us. If you have anything that you would like to share, please call us at 281-389-6987.
Or 832-704-9273.
Yes, you heard a lot of beautiful song about Ganga. So let's see, we would like to hear some comments from you guys. You are listening on FM 106.1. And you can call back on the numbers we just announced.
The Ganges is the largest river in India with an extraordinary religious importance for Hindus. Situated along its banks are some of the world's oldest inhabited cities like Varanasi, Patna, Kanpur, etc. 40% of Indian, it provides water to 40% of Indian population across 11 states, serving an estimated population 500 million people or more, which is larger than any other river in the world. Today, it is considered as the sixth most polluted river in the world. Number of initiatives taken by the government. The first was the Ganga Action Plan by the UPA government, Rajiv Gandhi. All they did was build sewage treatment plant in Kanpur and some other cities. Unfortunately, it did not provide the results they expected. Because of acute power shortage, some of the sewage treatment plant did not work at all. And so the dumping of sewage into Ganges continues even today. The next action was taken by Manmohan Singh, UPA government of Manmohan Singh. It's called as National River Ganga Basin Authority. This seems to include the entire Ganga Basin. But right now we have a new government, BJP government, so let's hope they carry on the Ganga cleaning process.
And yes, very much part of the decision was the new Foreign Secretary and External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj. And it is, I believe, that the cleaning up of Ganges as India gets geared up for the gigantic task of cleaning up, find alternate ways of waste disposal is the key to the pollution of the Holy River. The recent interaction with visiting journalists to Netherlands, Minister of External Infrastructure and Environment Melanie Henriette Schulz said educating people about the problem was the most important thing. Ganges is of course very interesting because everybody throws everything into the Ganges. It is not only about cleaning up of the water, but you have to start where the problem starts. Why do people throw things into the water? That is where you start. Are you able to give them alternative to leave their rubbish instead of the water? The keen interest in cleaning up the river has the Ganges is planning to make model rejuvenate other populated rivers in the rest of India. And Kantibai, what is your call on this?
Yeah, I was exactly going to say about people, maybe most people, they don't want to pollute, but they don't have facilities to dispose their disposable things, waste thing. And that's why they throw anything and anything, anywhere and everywhere.
Yes, well, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for the support of the NRIs in this campaign. And that is why we are taking part right now, because the Consul General of India on 26 January issued a kind of a thing. And also we have been given posters to kind of people understand what is happening in India, how we as NRIs, and I believe the estimated amount of money they want is somewhere about $220 million.
Yeah. It's a big river. So yes, obviously we will need that much big amount.
Yeah.
And also, you know, it is good that, you know, he included NRI into this mission, because see, what does NRI do is, you know, they always say that, oh, India is so dirty and everything is so dirty there. But when they go there, they make things dirty. They throw things anywhere. But why don't they start from there? So I think it's a good point that, you know, he appointed NRIs also to take a part in this thing. that, you know, it's also going to be good support for the Ganga River. And Ganga is like so pavitra, like it's a kind of a very holy river in India that, you know, everybody, you know, says that nothing is as holier than Ganga.
Yes, I think construction of, you know, along the border of the where the river flows, to construct, you know, people should not be polluting it and sewage plants and stuff like that.
The industrial waste
just
also.
Like, you know, how do Mississippi is, you know, do you think Mississippi, right, people throw things in the Mississippi? Although, in fact, the pollution of the rivers in the United States is caused by oil and gas industry.
Industries, yeah. Basically, right.
That is true.
You know, they put diesel, they put all these floating on the waters that also cause pollution here. This is a different thing to deal with here. But in India, you know, dead bodies are just thrown into
the river.
Away,
yes.
That is the most
especially,
saddest part.
You know, when you especially go
touches.
To Varanasi.
Varanasi, right, yes.
Those places are, we believe that, you know, whoever dies in that particular place, uh-huh, you know, that becomes so lucky and all that. But other side, you know, they're throwing their bodies and see, very recently, like I think last week, they found out lots of dead bodies from Ganga River, which, you know, was so disturbing actually.
Crematorium, you know, unfortunately, they don't have an erected crematorium there to cremate the bodies.
Right.
Well, the Hindu faith people believe Ganga is, you know, it will wash off all your sins. Now we are washing off everything into the Ganges and making that polluted is the most irony of this whole situation.
I think that's completely, you know, reverse side of thinking, that
particular concept. Jo pavitra hai, humko pavitra karne ke badle, hum usko apavitra karte hain.
It's a general concept of being, you know, associated with our religion and religious beliefs. But in general, water is the substance that is the used for cleaning the most of the thing in the world.
Right.
So it is the water, and we associate that with our religious beliefs and so on.
Right.
But in general, we should keep the water clean and use water as a cleaning agent. And
right.
Then properly disposed before we throw.
And actually, even, you know, we believe Ganga is very pavitra or holy river.
Yeah.
Because in earlier time, you know, that was, I think, the only source of drinking water. And, you know, that is why, you know, people will believe them as a holy. And, you know, it was fulfilling everybody's thirst at that time.
Right.
That is also one big part. And that one needs to understand that you are drinking water from that particular river, which you are making dirty every day.
Now, generally, the natural water that comes, flows into the river, it's clean. Now, and the job could be really easy if you just stop throwing the thing in.
Right.
It will clean within 1 year. If you just stop throwing things in
there. No,
that's very difficult. If you read this, leather industry in Kanpur, which employs 50,000 people, in more than 400 tanneries, uses chemicals such as toxic chromium compounds. Effectively, chromium levels have not decreased in the Ganges, even after the common treatment plan was established in 1995. It now stands at more than 70 times the recommended maximum level.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very difficult to ask people to stop. You know, 50,000 people will lose the job.
Yeah, right. That's the thing. We need to create alternate.
So even the leather industry must make it a point. It not find them. You know, just like it happens in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Supposing a company is involved in this particular pollution, environmental should always interfere in it and have standards established. When you establish those standards, I think it will be kind of...
Right. And it's amazing, the thing that we throw in the water, in the Ganges, it's the organic base, most of it.
Yes.
Which means it's an energy. If you incinerate, you probably generate more energy than you need in the whole country. But that requires some capital investment. But that's for our industrialists to think about it. And generate the power out of that, that will power the whole India.
And we are talking about the Ganges and its pollution, and we are on air on 106.1 FM. I know some places people are not able to reach out to us, but you can still join us on through the internet. If you have any questions or would like to share your thoughts, please call us at 281-389-6987 or
832-704-9273. Allahu Akbar Allah.
And we are talking about Ganges, Clean Up Ganga. The Union Cabinet chaired by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi gave its approval for establishment of Clean Ganga Fund. The following broad activities will be financed from the fund. Activities outlined under Namami Gange program for cleansing of River Ganga. Control of non-point pollution from agricultural runoff, humidification, cattle wallowing. Setting up of waste treatment and disposal plants along the river. Conservation of biotic diversity of the river. Community-based activities to reduce pollution, human interface with the river, development of public amenities including activities such as ghat redevelopment, research and development and innovative projects, and also technology to process the cleaning of the river, and also independent oversight through intensive monitoring of the real-time reporting. Considering that the measures till now are inadequate, and national effort is effort to mobilize resources for improving the condition of the river Ganga, the government announced setting up of integrated Ganga conservation mission, and this will be 2037 crores that has been allocated to the union budget. The cabinet has now agreed to clean it up, and the residents from countries and non-resident Indians, person of Indian origin and others, to harness their enthusiasm to contribute towards the conservation of the Ganga River. The fund will have objective of contributing to the national effort and as applicable as the Swachhat Bharat Kosh. The fund would be managed by a trust to be headed by the finance minister. Secretary of the trust will be set up the Ministry of Water Resources, River Development, Ganga Rejuvenation under the Clean Ganga Act. You can also access this on Facebook to get more information, and you can contribute in any way whatsoever. And Sanatan Hindu Center will make all its efforts to contribute time.
Certainly.
And make announcements about whatever is happening.
Right. Now, I have just one thought. We have big temples, famous temples. They receive a lot of donations. Maybe they can also set up a part of that fund they receive as donation for this project.
One of the reasons for Ganges pollution, they say, is there is less water flow in the river nowadays because of dams being built upstream. And so they're recommending desilting the river upstream of the dam.
Yeah, it is all coming under their research and development projects. So
they should appoint a blue ribbon panel.
Yes.
No, that's one good thing. But however, the amount of pollutants going in will remain same unless we stop it. And even if you more
is,
water,
if
it will end up in the ocean then.
No, if there is flow in the river, it will clean the river. I mean.
Right, but where it's going to end up
in the
bay.
Yeah, that's
right.
Fine with the ocean.
So and then that can damage a lot
well,
of.
Well, the point is not to pollute.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, water is flowing and it will take it out. So it's better not to pollute in the first place, and then there will not be a problem. I mean, we have to find a different
way. No,
I
think
the
sensitivity should come from within, that everybody contributes to it, that it is a kind of a sacred river, and what we are doing with the waters of that river is more important. Because, see, Ganga Jal is brought for everybody all over the world. You know, and so when you know the understanding of it, pollution should not be done is the most important thing, and provide facilities of not polluting
now,
it.
There is another aspect of pollution.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of pollution we create in the air, which ends up in the Himalaya. And when the ice melts, that pollution flows down in the water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, this is from data I received. In America, they started platinum catalyst in their car in about mid-70s or late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Before the ice in the North Pole, they didn't have much of the platinum. Now, when they detect the platinum, there is a lot of platinum residues in the polar ice because of all this pollution that we create in air due to the platinum catalyst used in the cars. So similarly in India, there is a lot of pollution in air, and that ends up in Himalaya, which will flow down with the water when ice melts.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to not just do one, we have to hit on all the aspects of this pollution that creates the pollution.
Yeah. And we will be going to our youth topic, and we'll have Vishwesh Shukla enlighten us as to what he's going to talk about today. But we also have Bhavi Pandya here. Thank you and welcome back. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too.
And have a, had a wonderful new year.
Yeah. How about yours?
Excellent. Very good. Yeah. And we will hear from Bhavi right now.
Yes. Bhavi, go ahead.
I'll be singing two Shanti mantras. One is based on Rag Yaman and it is on Ektal. Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu, Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu, Om Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu, Om Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu, Om Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu, Om Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu, Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu, Om Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu, Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu, Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu, Om Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu, Om Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu, Om Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu, Om Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu, Om Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu, Om Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu, Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu, Om Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu, Om Shanti Hi Shanti Hi Shanti Hi, Om Shanti Hi Shanti Hi Shanti Hi, Om Shanti Hi Shanti Hi, Om Shanti Hi Om Shanti Hi Shanti Hi, Om Shanti Hi Om Shanti Hi, Om Shanti Hi.
That was it's beautiful. Thank you. That was so peaceful, beautiful song. Thank you, Bhavi. And Vishweshji?
She's singing another song.
You.
Actually, Bhavi has another song also. So okay. She's going to sing another song.
Sure.
Go ahead, Bhavi.
The second Shanti Mantra is based on Rag Purya Dhanashri and it is on Tal Adha. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishate. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishate. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishate. Purnasya Namadaya Purnameva Vashishate. Om Shantihi Shantihi Shantihi. 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 Om Shantihi Shantihi Shantihi.
That was wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Question for you, Bhavi. I know you write everything in English. How do you do your pronunciation?
Well, when Guruji teaches us in class, he always he reads every line and he makes us pronounce them and he tells us the meaning of each line. Like for the first mantra, the first line is Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu, and that means may all be auspicious. The second line is Om Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu, and that means may all attain peace. The third line is Om Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu, and that means let there be fullness and contentment all over. And the last line means Om Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu, and that means may all be blessed. And then Om Shantihi Shantihi Shantihi.
Well, that's great. You know, he also tells you the meaning, but mm-hmm. You know, like, it's harder to pronounce it, right? So he asks you to repeat it.
Yeah, he makes us repeat each line.
Well, that's great.
It is, you know, like the Sanskrit words, whenever they learn in the way how you say it, some teachers are very particular that you don't anglicize it or Americanize that word.
Yeah, when some of us, he hears it and then he will make us stop singing and correct us.
That, you know, the teachers do take particularly care, especially when they learn different language songs.
Well, the reason why I asked this question is because a lot of people who would start singing the songs from internet, download the English words and try to sing it.
Yeah.
And they don't want to come out right. So I think what I'm trying to say is people need to be careful
importance
about what they're
that,
singing.
Yes.
Talk to their parents and learn what the correct pronunciation is.
No, I think her Guruji,
Guruji
is
doing good.
Very good about particular about it. And I think most of the teachers now, especially I've seen a lot of these gurus in the Houston area. Even when you learn, whatever you learn it in the right accent.
No, no, that's true. I mean, I'm not denying that. Yeah. The gurus are doing that, but the parents needs to do that too. Because, you know, if you're just singing just from home, I mean, you don't know the right pronunciation, and your parents might.
So. Her guru is none other than Suman Ghoshji.
Pandit Suman Ghoshji.
And he is a disciple of
Sangeet Martin Pandit Jasrajji.
So no wonder she is doing such a great job here. Of course, she has her own talent.
It's all thanks to him.
No, the lineage of guru also matters.
Okay.
Vishwesh ji, ab bataiye hamare Hindu youth ka kya batayenge
aap? Just like Rakesh just said that, you know, here, we know that, you know, they go to guru and everyone, but they're not going to stay with guru like for the whole day, but the rest of the time, most of the time will go with the parents. So that should be, you know, the biggest part of them to, you know, educate them and, you know, give them a right pronunciation. And particularly when they're doing something religiously, you know, those pronunciation supposed to be perfectly good, because that matters a lot, because one different pronunciation, one different spelling will change the whole meaning of that particular word. And that is what is actually important, that, you know, everyone should play a part in educating the children.
Yes, I think Rakesh bhai, you brought out a very important point.
True.
That, you know, the way how this children here learn in person, of course it does matter, but even through the internet, when they copy the song, it may be a little different, but you know, when they have to say it, you say it in the correct way.
But and they need some kind of guidance, because not necessarily that whatever they have copied, whatever they have listened on the internet is a correct one. It could be a wrong. It could be like in a different way of meaning or pronouncing maybe.
I think pronunciation, you know, if I think most of the time if you have downloaded a song, probably there is also it's already sung by somebody. Hopefully, in its correct way.
With correct person.
You need to listen to those songs and then try to do the right pronunciation.
Yeah.
I think that makes a big difference. Okay, I'm going to play another song. This is by Mridul Krishna Goswami.
छोटे ग्वाल छोटी छोटी गैया छोटे छोटे ग्वाल छोटो सो मेरो मदन गोपाल छोटो सो मेरो मदन गोपाल
छोटी छोटी गैया छोटे छोटे ग्वाल छोटी छोटी गैया छोटे छोटे ग्वाल छोटो सो मेरो मदन गोपाल
अरे छोटो सो मेरो मदन गोपाल
talking about politics way, religious way, and economical way of Ganga to get it clean and everything. But let us see what was the history of Ganga. How did it came on the earth? It says that Ganga is the most sacred river of India. Ganga originated from the Gangotri Glacier, which is located in the western Himalayas. It is one of the major river of India, which is approximately 1557 miles, which is 1557 miles long. It flows into the eastward direction and implies into the Bay of Bengal. History says that the Ganga River is old as the Indian civilization. For the years, Ganga has been the only spectator of all changes that have shaped the Indian history, culture and its people. It has been the rise and fall of many empires. It has been the prime witness of all the religions, especially Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, Christianity, and Jainism. There are many stories as to how River Ganga came down from the heaven to earth. According to the Indian ancient books, King Sagar had 60,000 sons who were burnt to ashes due to the anger of Saint Kapil Muni. They blamed that the saint was stolen a horse of the ritual Yajna of a King Sagar. King Sagar then took suggestion from various saints regarding the salvation of his sons, and they all suggested that the holy Ganga is brought from the heaven and the ashes of his son were dipped in it. Their souls will definitely achieve Nirvana or Moksha. King Sagar requested his son Bhagirath to worship Lord Brahma. He does the same for many years. When Brahmaji was pleased, he asked him to release Ganga from his kamandal and let it flow on the earth. Brahma told that he would do so as such that the earth will not be able to tolerate the extreme velocity of Ganga, and that is the reason Lord Shiva received Ganga on his head. Lord Shiva did so, but somehow Ganga got stuck in the hair. King again worshipped Shiva to release Ganga from his hair. Since then, Ganga has been flowing on earth and is worshipped by billions. And that is what the significance of, in terms of religion, Ganga is regarded as the holy river of India. According to the Hindu beliefs, a dip in the Ganga water can wash away all the sins. Thousands of people spend the last days of their life on the bank of river. Ganga is regarded as the goddess and is worshipped among the Hindus. Ganga Devi is one of the two daughters of Meru, the Himalayas, and the other one is Uma, the consort of Shiva. Every day, the aarti or prayer is done by the on the bank of the river to pay homage to goddess Ganga. Many people in India call Ganga as Ganga Ma. Ganga finds mention in the ancient Hindu scriptures called Rigveda. And, you know, it is actually our, you know, Veda says that, you know, our three major rivers, Ganga, Yamuna and Narmada, right? This says that Ganga Snane, Yamuna Pane and Narmada Dhyane. If people do this way, you know, the worshipping of these three rivers, yeah, they get very good benefit out of it.
No, actually, we do have the seven most sacred rivers of India. Gangecha, Yamunecha, Chaiva, Godavari, Saraswati,
Narmade, Sindhu, Kaveri, Jalasmin, Sanidhim Kuru. That is true.
Every day this sloka when they...
Right, when they take a bath. It's supposed to be, right.
It is. And also, Ganges itself has so many names. Bhagirathi, right. Mandakini. And...
There is something related to Shiva. Since Shiva, you know, got him on his head. Alakananda, I think that is the one.
So it is a kind of a most sacred as well as revered by the Hindus. And we are kind of, you know, talking about Ganga water pollution, that how we can help and how we can clean up the project, although we are so far away, keeping in mind that it is important, that it is a very sacred aspect of our Hindu religion.
So everything requires money, monetary aspect. So everybody is encouraged to donate. And Taraji has given earlier the place you can donate to.
I think there is an initiative that was given, and I shall bring it to, you know, get the poster that was given out that day. But I don't have it right now, but we shall bring it in. And talk about it.
Next
program. Yes.
You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio K Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at tunein.com or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1.
We shall bring the Ganga Aarti. But let me now bring you this beautiful song, Har Har Gange, He Bhagirathi, He, by Sri Anuradha Podwa. And here is the song.
Har Gange, He Bhagirathi, He Gange,
Vasudha ka saubhagya sadashiv, jag karta prabhu ka dhan hai, dev jano ki punya murti shubh, ved sar sukh sadhan Yeah. शंकर सिर पर धूम मचाई, ये लहरें भक्तों के मन में पाप नाश करने को आई।
हर हर गंगे हर हर गंगे हे भागीरथी हे गंगे, हर हर गंगे हर हर गंगे हे भागीरथी हे गंगे।
So thought for today was cleaning any dirty thing, especially Ganga, for everyone's good. This radio show is supported by Sanatan Hindu Center, which arranges funeral and cremation services in the Hindu traditional way. Call 832-704-9273 and we will take care of your cremation needs. Again, I'm announcing number. Call 832-704-9273. We appreciate your continuous patronage. A big thanks to you, all artists, producers, and publishers for allowing your production to be utilized on Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. We will meet you on next Sunday at 9 a.m. on KBreeze 106.1 FM, which is KBREEZE, or 102.1 FM HD3 version, or log in into tunein.com. Or download application on your smartphone, tune in radio and search for 106.1 FM. Have a blissful week ahead by the grace of the Lord. God bless all of us, United States of America, Bharat and the planet Earth. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
And now we're going to conclude today's program with Ganga Aarti.
Jai Ma Gange, Har Har Gange, Jai Ma Gange.
श्री जय गंगे माता, जो नर तुझको चाहता, जो नर तुझको चाहता, मन वांछित फल पाता। सदर